إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in our series of reminders on lessons from Hajj, we come to the final one, which is the spirit of sacrifice. By this I am not talking about the fiqh of the sacrifice. We know that, and the Hajj is completed by that. I'm talking about the whole spirit of that, the spirit of the sacrifice of the animal itself, where for most people the entire meat is given away in charity. The spirit of Hajj in terms of the udhiyah, which the people who have not gone for Hajj perform in their own homes, in their countries, where the majority of the meat is given away in charity. But I'm also talking about the spirit of sacrifice, the spirit of sharing, the spirit of giving precedence to your brothers and sisters, that we see all through Hajj with the people. I believe that this is something, it's a very valuable lesson for us to take back with us. And this lesson is really based on two things. The first thing the lesson is based on is the fact, it's the complete and total and certain knowledge that all the Hujjaj have, that they are not going to be staying in that place. They're going to Mina, they know they're going to be there for a short time, then they go to Arafat, where they will be for an even shorter time, and they come to Muzdalifah, where it's even shorter, and they come back to Mina the second time around, which is they will stay there maximum for 3 days, and they're gone. So the whole orientation of the person is that I'm here only temporarily, and so therefore whatever inconvenience that I'm facing is really temporary. I am going back to my home where things will be better, where I know I'm more comfortable, it's my environment. Whatever is here, just put up with it, bear with it, bear it with a smile, be good to the brothers and sisters, and that's it. And even if somebody transgresses against us, if somebody does something, takes away our rights, so to speak, we say, okay, khalas, no problem, alhamdulillah. We make sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who make sabr, and that's it. So this first very important element is that we know for certain that we are here in this place of Hajj for a very short time. The second thing that we helps us to exhibit and to behave with the spirit of sacrifice is the issue of ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that we know for a fact that if I am patient, if I am if I control my anger, if I control my irritation, if I accept the ill treatment that I am getting from this person or that person with a smile, I don't retaliate, then all of these things are things for which I am going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore that whole awareness of being rewarded is very strong with us. Alhamdulillah, this is what Allah is going to reward me. So if this brother is troubling me, alhamdulillah, he's actually doing me a favor, because I'm getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as I keep my mouth shut and I don't retaliate. Now let's think about this, that these two factors, the factor that we are there temporarily and the factor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for not retaliating to things that people do to us, not getting angry, not cursing back, all of these things. Now, if you look at this, both of these rules, so to speak, apply to us even when we are back home, because we have been told over and over again by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that this dunya is really a place of temporary abode, that we are not going to be staying here forever, we are going to be staying here for a very short time. And so therefore, take it with a smile. Alhamdulillah, the good of it, we take it with a smile, we say alhamdulillah. The difficulty of it, we also take it with a smile, and we say alhamdulillah, and we go. So the issue of being in a place temporarily, if that feeling enables us to bear things with a smile and to have a spirit of sacrifice to give to other people, then what happens to that when we go away from Hajj? I mean, think about that. Why is it that we then start living in the world when we go back home as if we are going to live here forever? The second one, as I mentioned, is the awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for not retaliating. Where Allah said, idfa' billatihi ahsan. He said, retaliate with the best of behavior. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, and He did not restrict that to Hajj, that ayah didn't come for Hajj. So, how come we forget the Quran when it comes to our real lives? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to retaliate with the best of behavior, not with the worst of behavior. So, therefore, we must think about that and say that what the lesson from Hajj is that these elements of these two elements, which is one is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for not retaliating, and second one that we are in this world temporarily, and that feeling of temporariness is what enables us to live life without reacting to things. Both of these elements, alhamdulillah, are part of our real life as well, and therefore they are strengths for us also in our real life, so that we can live our real life also in this way, where we live only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We constantly make tawbah for our shortcomings, for our sins, and we continue with equanimity in our lives, and we face life with equanimity, we face life with harmony, with a sense of the fact that whatever is happening is not going to be there forever, and therefore it's not really worth getting involved in to that extent. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take this spirit of sacrifice back home from Hajj, so that we practice it in our lives throughout. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the brothers and sisters who have been on Hajj, to accept their Hajj, accept all their du'as, and to enable them to take the barakah of Hajj back with them. I remind myself and you, let us take back the lessons from Hajj. Let us take back the lessons from Hajj back to our homes. Let us not only go back with Zamzam. Let us take the lessons of Hajj back to our homes and apply them in our lives, so that lives change after Hajj, and they become a source of great barakah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.